The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Tom D. This is January 7th, 2022. And I know John's smiling that I got that right. I know a lot of times he got the date wrong. And when I first started this, I kept forgetting about doing that for archive purposes. So we're going to have a really big show. And so it's probably aging myself. Everybody knows, some of you probably remember the Ed Sullivan Show. I hated it, but you know, what are you going to do when you're a kid? And that's the kind of TV you got, especially when you only have one TV in the house. Yeah, another shock. Probably a lot of people are like, wow, you only had one TV. Yeah, and it was black and white until we got our first color TV. And fortunately, my dad was a TV repairman, and we had the first color TV in the neighborhood. So, needless to say, always had a lot of friends over and watching whatever we were watching back then. Well, I made an announcement Wednesday that we were going to have a special guest on today. I have Ken, who goes by the name of Marine Gun Builder. And the Marine Gun Builder Network, it's a collection of communities on and off social media because, you know, everybody's having trouble with social media being booted off or silenced or just banned completely. I know a lot of you are in Facebook prison and Twitter prison. And, you know, I've been driving them nuts, Twitter and Facebook. I've been posting as everything I can possibly think of, and I guess I must just not be being seen by the right people because they haven't booted me off or even said, you're not supposed to say that. So I'm going to keep trying. But the community provides free education on firearm safety, gunsmithing, and most importantly, building your own firearms. Now, I know a lot of people have issues with having to be approved for owning firearms and going through background checks and waiting periods and all that garbage. And, you know, when you build your own, you don't have to do that. because we're not criminals. We're just exercising our Second Amendment constitutional rights to keep and bear arms. Anyway, he has they've amassed about 1 million views on YouTube, Rumble, Full 30, and Gunstreamer. He's got over 20 social groups with tens of thousands of members on Facebook. Hopefully, he won't get booted off of there because some of the information he's given out, you know, I'm surprised it's not curling their toes. He's on MeWe, Reddit, and they also have their own forum, which is off the social media spectrum, a private website, MarineGunBuilder.com. And they basically, their ethos is patriots serving patriots. And as they strive for a grassroots community to educate a next generation of freedom-loving Americans who want to learn the art of home gunsmithing. I'd like to introduce Ken to you. And I think that he can really give us some good information tonight on the state of the gun laws, the Second Amendment, and the status of building your own weapons. Ken, are you on board?
I am here, Tom. Thank you very much, sir. How are you this evening?
Oh, well, I'm hanging out there. We're in Texas down here, and we hit some 20-degree weather overnight. You know, thankfully, no snow, because that's why I moved the heck out of Pennsylvania, come down here and enjoy the warm weather. Although, you know, it's been close to 50 today during the day. It's been a little cloudy, but you know, 20 degrees at night is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
So, but you're way up there and up in Yankee land. And I've been through Rhode Island quite a few times. I was born in Westchester County, New York. So I grew up with 6 foot of snow overnight because we lived right on a lake and we used to get that lake effect snow. And I remember times my dad had to go out the window in the backside of the house in order to come around and shovel the snow to get the door open. So, but you probably get it even worse. So anyway,
most of the day shoveling today. That was most of today. We got hit with a huge snowstorm overnight into this morning. So yeah, we spent most of the day shoveling today.
Yeah. Well, it was, I think it was the heck were they? The McKenzie brothers, who said, whoever said, if you do the job once right the first time, you never have to do it again, never shoveled snow.
Right.
And that's from my Canadian buddies up there north of the border, eh? So, anyway, why don't you give everybody an overview of who you are, the websites, the blogs that you have, and, you know, just a general, you know, look-see. Everybody gets to know who you are, and I've hopefully posted and told everybody, you know, where to find your websites, but I'm sure you'll do a better job of it than that, because I'm pretty new at this stuff.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for that outstanding introduction, my friend. I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, but the truth is that we get kicked off Facebook all the time, right? So while we have lots of groups on social media, because that is where the bulk of the people within our country meet, whether we like that or not, it is how we reach a lot of new people. But we are consistently shadow banned, deleted, deplatformed, and there is, you know, it's a constant fight within our community to continue to push our message out there, and then let people know of our off social media forums, which we control, which they cannot deplatform our voices. So, but yes, we have several very large gun groups on Facebook. We also have them on Reddit, as well as MeWe, and then we have our own private forum and educational resources on the MarineGunBuilder.com domain. Right now, the private forum is about 16,000 patriots that are off social media. That's a lot harder to do. It's one of the greatest achievements we've had as a collective community in this day and age to build a grassroots movement and reach 16,000 patriots into an off social media forum without algorithms driving and reaching new people is an enormous feat. So we have our own app as well and our educational blog. And like you said in the beginning, we're dedicated to providing free educational resources around firearms, firearm safety, gunsmithing, and of course our primary topic, which is at-home building of your own pieces of freedom.
Okay. Now, you said use the term shadow banning. Some of the people out there may not understand what that means, and I didn't know what it was until, I don't know, maybe about 6 or 8 months ago, what the term was. You want to explain that to everybody so they understand?
Sure. The tech giants, you know, they whether it be an Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or wherever you're posting on a social platform, they have they walk a fine line between deplatforming. You had said Facebook jail, that's like a temporary suspension. But shadow banning is when you are marked as a person of influence. They will make it so that when you post, it doesn't show to the entire followership. So, you know, if we have, algorithms work in two different ways. The first is that the more people that interact with your post, the further it will push, right? But the second piece of that is if you've been identified as somebody where they don't want to put out your message, they're going to limit the audience and the reach that that gets to. So
cutting off a lot of people from seeing your posts, your videos, your blogs, and all that, huh?
Right. You know, they're not outright banning you, which is, you know, because the bigger the influence that you have, the more followers you have. If an outright ban becomes a problem for them, because there's a lot of community users of that platform that would follow that person that are very upset, right? So you can imagine, just for the sake of argument here, if you have 100,000 folks following you and that person gets deplatformed, well, that's 100,000 of their users that are going to be upset, that enjoyed those posts and enjoyed following that person. So rather than do a full deplatform, what they'll do is they'll only push it to maybe, you know, 100 folks or so, and will not push it out to that entire network that follows you or help you reach new followers. They'll make sure that your posts aren't reaching new eyeballs.
Well, I don't understand, because, I mean, all you're doing is telling people about a constitutional right that we all know that we have and we're allowed to enjoy. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, why would they go to all this trouble to silence you if we're not doing anything wrong?
Because it's not about that for them. For them, it's an agenda. It's a narrative that they want to push. You know, specifically with me being in a firearms world, firearms, you know, are by the liberal media and by the social platforms are heavily looks down upon. You know, they've regulated a lot of it. And again, like you said, it's totally legal. Everything that we do is just part of being a freedom-loving American. However, we also have to recognize that a lot of people don't agree with that right, right? They don't agree with that right. They don't believe that we should own our own firearms, and they certainly don't believe that we should have or continue to have the right to build our own firearms for our own use. So the tech giants, whether that be YouTube or Google and Facebook, heavily go after us, and they have a lot of support with the gun lobby as well, and the media, who writes letters to them consistently, letting them know, you know, this group is here, you know, you need to shut this group down, or you need to go take this video down off of YouTube. And even when we're in compliance, 100% compliance, as we always are, we, you know, to give an example, Tom, you know, we just had our Polymer 80 Master Builders group on Facebook completely deplatformed by Facebook. So that group has been up for many years. It had 18,000 you know, freedom-loving patriots in it, and you know, they just disabled it. Didn't tell us why. Didn't say anything. We've never had any strikes against the group. We've never had any warnings against the group. So they go from zero to deplatforming very, very quickly. Myself, you know, the Marine Gun Builder Facebook page was on YouTube for many years, had tens of thousands of followers, and without warning, again, never had an issue there, never been warned, never received a strike, and without any warning, they just completely took down the Marine Gun Builder Facebook page and went after my home personal page. So my personal page that had been up on Facebook since, you know, 2009 with family photos and everything else, I never posted anything about what we do here. I used my the business page to do that, the Marine Gun Builder page, but they completely wiped me off of Facebook, every photo I was ever tagged in personally. You know, so they do this. Why they do it is, you know, because they don't agree with what we stand for. And even when we're in compliance fully with their own platform regulations, it doesn't seem to matter. So, you know, it is this constant being torn down, but never quitting, never giving up, and rebuilding these communities and re-reaching patriots in order to grow.
I'm sure you challenged it. Did they give you a reason why once you said, hey, well, you know, what happened to my page? Where did it go? What happened?
No reason. Yes, you know, I dispute things all the time, but they always end up in the same thing with another canned message that says, you know, too bad. You went against community standards, and you never get to the point of which community standard you violated. You never get to that. You know, community standards are a big legal mumbo jumbo on their websites, which is funny because if you know anything about how social platforms work, they are 100% protected against lawsuits. You know, they have Section 230 written in their favor that protects them and provides complete detachment from any liability of anything posted on their platform. So, you know, you can even go a step further and say there's actually no liability for them either. They just do it because they want to. And that's, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah, but they're you know, when they are banning people and doing what they're doing to you and others, they're not acting in the capacity that they're given in that law. They're more acting like they're not acting like a publisher. They're acting, I'm trying to think of the term, you probably know it. They can't have both sides of the fence. They either let you post what you want and then they're not responsible, or, you know, they don't let you post and they're responsible if something gets put on. And, you know, it's just like they're trying to convert the exercise of a constitutional right into a crime, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, actually, you know, these groups are, you know, large, so they take many people within the community to help moderate and oversee. And their algorithms, the sad part of this story really is that we work tirelessly to moderate Facebook's problems. So if we're talking about Facebook specifically, right, their algorithm suggests groups out to people all the time. So you've probably been on Facebook and, you know, it's appeared in your feed, hey, you might like this group, or you might have searched this term at some time and they're recommending a group to you, right? We spend an enormous amount of time as admins and moderators, you know, fixing their own algorithms. Let me give an example of that. Okay. The Polymer 80 Master Builders group was a very large group. So it had picked up on that algorithm and been pushed out, you know, to large portions of Facebook that were interested in firearms. But their algorithm would suggest the group out to like teenagers, right? People that are underage that can't be in that group, right? That we wouldn't allow to be in that group. It would suggest it out to terrorists in other countries, right? Like people with profiles that had nothing to do with our location and in our country.
Well, we're going to grab a real quick break here, Ken. So hang tight and we'll be right back. And as I say recently, don't change that dial.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to cut off Ferris Bueller there, but all right, well, we're back. We have Kenny from the Marine Gun Builder, and we basically was explaining about what happens when you have a controversial Facebook page or a controversial information and what they do to you and what you have to do to try to maintain that page. And Ken's going to tell us, you know, all the issues around maintaining that presence and what you have to do, basically bend over backwards and do backflips to keep your presence there. So go ahead, pick up where you left off, Ken.
So as I was saying, you know, there's a lot of work that community members do in order to run those types of groups on social platforms. And of course, we do it all for free, and, you know, the love of what we do, right? There's no compensation for any of this on Facebook at all in growing these communities. So the sad part, or the sad reality here, is that, and as I was saying at the beginning, right before the break, is that we spend an enormous amount of time administrating these groups, fixing the social platforms algorithmic problems and who they suggest it out to and how they suggest things out. And then so when you're actually deleted and deplatformed after years of growing these groups and growing content and growing knowledge for others to enjoy, and you have spent most of the time as administrators cleaning up the problems with the social network to begin with, you know, it's hurtful, right? But we, you know, I've taken a different approach to this stuff because, again, we really today have changed and use, or I'll use even the word exploit, the algorithms in our favor. You get to a point where, you know, you've spent years building these groups and then you're deplatformed. It's easy to fall into the trap and give up, right? But we never quit. So what we have decided to do is use these efforts to pull people off the platforms, because it's just a matter of time before they delete the next group that you've grown, right? We've just gone through it so many times. So we build these groups, we allow the algorithm to work in our favor, to go out and suggest them to, you know, freedom-loving patriots, that's who we're targeting, to get the message out to. And once they come in, we let them know, hey, this is where we are. Right. Come over here. Get off of social media. Come home to a forums and our network that is not tied to the social platforms. And
do you do you have to kind of disguise yourself so that they'll spread your name and information around, or is that kind of like null and void?
No, you know, we don't really disguise ourselves. I mean, we're very proud of what we do, right?
I just meant that in order for them to spread your name around, you know, if you know, they don't really want you being well known, and you know, sometimes you have to, you know, I don't know, I don't do Facebook a lot, so
yeah,
I wonder, you know, do they give you grief about doing that, and do you have to like play your group down a little bit just so that they'll send you around, or you just do what you normally do?
Yeah, well, you know, we almost go into it with the expectation that the next group will get shut down. You know, the thing is that we have so many of them. We've built this over, you know, such a long period of time that, you know, people are part of multiple groups within the network, right? Facebook's just one piece of a much bigger picture. Like I said, you know, between Reddit and MeWe, our own forums, you know, we you know, our Instagram followership. So we just use these social platforms to help us reach people and then bring them home and educate them at home. Right. Because you really can't discuss anything anymore on any social platform because it's reinterpreted the way they want to interpret it, not what it is. So,
well,
you know, YouTube,
let me break you there, because we just set you up your own group on TLBTalk.com, mm-hmm. and you're going to have your own Marine Gun Builder group there. I started that up today as I'm the project manager for TLB Talk, so we put you together a little group, start you up there, and I want to get you in there and, you know, start filling that thing up for you, and you can, you know, your freedom is our goal, to speak, you know, speak your mind and publish what you need to do, so you're going to have another avenue for getting the word out.
Thank you, Brother Tom, and, you know, we actually first talked, it was one of the biggest things that you and I see 100% eye to eye on, and it's that we really all need to stick together and collaborate and push messages out in each one of these networks. And that's how they grow over time to be huge, enormous voices. Because the truth is that when we're talking about social platforms, you're talking about people that are in control of narrative.
All right, we got to grab this break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I got some news to tell about the wild, wild night. Here comes the doctor in charge of love. She's got some wild, wild night. And that's the way it
is. All righty. Well, we're back. We have Ken, the Marine gun builder, and he's our guest tonight. He's going to tell us all about how to build your own weapons, how to build your own guns, all the ins and outs of that, how to maintain your weapons, how to everything you need to know about it. So go ahead, Ken, pick up what we were discussing on what all the trouble you got to go through to try to keep your presence. And I mentioned that do you have to kind of hide what you're saying in order to have Facebook and them spread your name around to other interested listeners?
We just kind of go with the flow and just restart and rebuild every time. There isn't, these algorithms are pretty powerful. So, you could do everything in compliance and run exactly to their standards on any platform, but it doesn't matter. In my particular case, where we're talking about firearms, it is something that is still tolerated to a certain degree to be allowed on those platforms. But the reality is that they don't want any of us there. And that is proven time and time again. So, regardless of what the platform is, we utilize it in order to make people aware of our own private platforms that we're on, and to eventually pull them off of those platforms and bring them home and run all of our content and education there.
Okay. Tell everybody a little bit about your experience in the Marine Corps. You know, what did you do? What was your MOS, I would say, because I was Navy, so I don't know. I'm not sure if the Marines used the same thing.
Well, we love the Navy. The Navy is our Uber, right? You guys give us rides.
Yeah. You say you watched Heartbreak Ridge.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
So I was 35-31 when I first went in, which was a motor transport operator, then went to 35-33, which is logistical vehicle systems. So I was in the Marine Corps for 7 years, came home, started a business working with companies and government contract companies that build weapons for our country. I worked with them on leadership traits and characteristics and developing educational resources to help their new people come up and become leaders. I transitioned out of that, of course, because my first love is firearms and gunsmithing. I've been doing this for 20 years now, building my own firearms. We started really this entire network. It's amazing how big it is. It has grown. It's way out of what I ever would have pictured it. Where we have, you had said at the beginning of the show, but we've amassed millions and millions of views on the video platforms, and I just never thought that would ever occur. Because overwhelmingly we're speaking to just the people in the United States, and predominantly 99% of it is males that are subscribers to the different platforms. So, you know, you take away large demographics and to have built up millions and millions of views with just that one demographic is pretty astronomical. But I started on, you know, just being part of different gun groups and then seeing them get shut down, then starting my own gun groups and around education, and then eventually moved into actually, you know, publishing videos, which then, you know, really blew it up from there. You know, it's one thing to help people in text back and forth, but it's another when they can actually visually see it and interact with it. And so that kind of took us to a whole new level. And then, you know, we've built the infrastructure around it and on many different platforms to make sure that we could continue to be secure and continue to grow. But it is a community effort. You know, these communities that I'm talking about, I use my name and my ability and my nomenclature out there just as a way for people to go and join, but they are run by the community. They're not run by me. We turn them over to the community members that are heavily involved, and they run all of the groups from there. So that's
oh yeah, it's okay for the government to have you build guns, but boy, you want to do it for yourself, build weapons for yourself. Oh, you know, we can't have that. You know, that's a taboo, as you say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's exactly right. Hypocritical. Right.
Yeah, seems that you and I crossed some paths in the past when I was talking to you, because although a few years apart, because I was a flyboy, as they call it. I was Navy Airedale, and I was stationed at Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station, working on the Harriers, which is the vertical takeoff and landing aircraft you see. Anybody that ever watched the movie True Lies with Schwarzenegger, the aircraft that he jumped in and took off and was flying around in, that's what's called a Harrier. It's got a Rolls-Royce engine in it. And we had one crash through the hangar that we were working in at Hams 14, Cherry Point, North Carolina. And tell you what, ain't nothing scares you more than an aircraft coming at you. And you feet don't fail me now, boy, I'll tell you. So, but all right. Well, let's start getting into what it is that people need to understand about building their own weapons, the rules, the laws, the safety measures and all that that you would do, and what people can do on their own to maybe provide themselves with a weapon that that can't be taken away from
them. Yeah, well, that's a huge question.
Yeah, I know. I dumped a whole bunch on you there, but if you want to stick around for the next hour, you're going to have we got another hour and 20 minutes, sure. Minus the breaks.
Sure. So, well, some of that varies state by state, because even though federally you're good, state by state, some are most liberal states, right? So California, New Jersey, New York, Washington have some heavily, heavily restrictions on building your own firearms. And so, but then there's other states that have nothing. So, really, it's almost a state by state. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know every single intricacy of every law in every state, because even it's going down to the point that it's in counties now. It might not be in a state, but it's in a certain county. But generally speaking, yes, of course, you have the right. You've always had the right to build your own firearm. Okay, I mean, that is as old as the Constitution, right? You've always had the ability to and the freedom to protect yourself and your family. And so we not only believe in that from, being lovers of the Second Amendment, but we just love freedom, and we love the art of it and the gunsmithing of it. There's nothing like creating your own firearm and then going out and firing it for the first time. Anybody who has ever done it will tell you it's a real experience, right? Going from a normal firearms user or firearms owner to taking that next step and actually building your own firearm to a perfectly 100% reliable firearm. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that you can accomplish, right? So this is why so many people come in, and the minute they go down this road, we call it an addiction, because it really is. You never just build one, right? It's like a Pringles. You have to have the whole can. Once you go down this road, you will start building many, and any firearm that you want after that. You'll most likely never go to a store and buy a firearm, because once you learn the craft, you start to understand that you can build a custom weapon to you yourself. First of all, less expensive than you could buy it in the store, but way better than what you could buy in a local gun store.
Well, when you build your own weapon, though, if you're building your own weapon and you're not buying it from a gun store or a gun dealer, aren't you able to build, since you don't have to register? I'm assuming you don't have to register that weapon with anybody. So are you, since you're not buying a store-bought regulated firearm, aren't you allowed to do basically what you want with that?
Sure. So you can. You can buy an unserialized 80% frame. Okay, so that is the most common. But you could also buy a serialized firearm that's already cut and then, construct it from there. But this is the problem that, where we're starting to get into the legal stuff, right? Because that's what they don't want. They want to make sure that everybody fills out a 4473 that owns a firearm. And obviously, when we're building our own firearms, they're not in firearm form. So we're not, filling out background checks in order to buy an 80% receiver, because it's not a firearm, right? Currently we have the ATF trying to redefine the whole definition of a firearm. They're going down this road where they have new proposed rules that are out there trying to redefine what a firearm is to include things that are not a firearm. So an 80% receiver, obviously not a firearm, but they're trying to rewrite this long-standing definition that they've had for, you know, 50, 60 years now, that they've prosecuted an enormous amount of Americans over what they said was a firearm, to now, here we are 60 years later, and they're saying, oh, no, that wasn't a firearm. This is now a firearm. And this, we had it wrong. That wasn't a firearm. This new proposal that we're saying is a firearm, after 60 years of persecuting Americans under a definition that they interpreted as, right? I want you to be understand that. It's they're saying that this is what a firearm is. It's not a law. Okay, they're
right.
Interpreting
it's a regulation.
It, right, they're interpreting it as what the definition is, and now they're trying to interpret 80% receivers to be included, and everything else. You know, barrels of firearm, a trigger's a firearm, a receiver's a firearm. They want everything under one umbrella to make sure that everything is serialized. So not just the firearm, they want the barrels, the parts, everything. For you to go through a background check for. So
can you tell everybody what an 80%er is? You know, define an 80%.
Sure. Weapon? So an 80% firearm is actually a marketing term. Okay, that has been created by vendors who sell non-firearms. Right. So, but traditionally the typical 80% is something that. A receiver, a lower receiver that has not made it to the point of a firearm, right? And they call it 80%, okay? But again, that's a marketing term. But it could be something like a Glock pistol. It could be something like an AR lower, and Sig Sauer 80% as well, where that is just the fire control unit insert inside the frame of the gun. It's not even actually the frame. They sell these in a forms where they have not been able to accept the fire control units, right? The trigger assembly. So you can buy an 80% gun or an 80% frame and then construct it and do the rest of the milling, drill holes, you know, shave down tabs in the case of a Glock, and construct the barrel area to fit a barrel and accept an upper receiver. So these things obviously are not firearm forms, and obviously you can buy them. You know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vendors online that sell them. And then you would go through the building process. Now, currently, and it's always been too, that you can always buy barrels, you know, triggers, parts, to any firearm without any type of background. So a frame or an 80% non-firearm is just like another part, right? You would just buy that, but you would have to build it to accept all the components.
So what is the part of a gun that actually requires the license? Is that the receiver?
You mean
if you were to buy an assembled one, if you were to buy a complete one, like an upper receiver, if you were to buy one that was completed, ready to put a barrel on and a stock and all that, is it, what part of the gun is actually the part that they're concerned with it that they like trace?
Just the lower. The lower is serialized, right? So your upper is not. I mean, you can buy complete uppers without any 4473, right? So we're talking about specifically completed lowers. That's the area where you start to get into need a background check, right? You need to complete the 4473 and go through that process. So it's just a completed lower. In the case of building your own firearm, so again, we're talking about building your own firearms, but there's 80% lowers, there's 3D printing, you know, there's a lot of other ways that people build firearms.
And can you describe what a lower versus an upper is to everybody? Because I don't know what everybody's experience is that's listening, but I don't want to leave anybody out. So
I'll put it in, maybe I can put it in very simple terms. The lower is where your trigger is, the upper is where the barrel is. Is that an easy definition?
Okay. The upper is where the barrel is. People can imagine looking at a rifle and saying, okay, I know where the barrel is, I know where it goes in, and then the lower part is where you put the magazine in, and it's a magazine, not a clip, right?
Everybody... Yes, it is a magazine. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and then your stock attaches to the back, and with the lower and the upper bolt together. I've never taken one apart. I have a couple of rifles, but I've never disassembled them to the point where they're a whole bunch of pieces. You know, I've cleaned them and fired them and all that. But, you know, I'm trying to get people out there, you know, a picture in their mind of exactly what the, you know, what a weapon consists of. So that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, and you can all come to our forum and start to educate yourself on it, too.
Well, I want to get them interested enough. So, and I think you got to, you know, we have a good audience here that I'm sure is very interested in this subject. I'm hoping that I'm not wasting your time and or the audience's time. And, you know, I felt that this was a really, really important subject because sooner or later, and I pray that it doesn't, but I have a feeling that eventually they're going to try to come and take them. And that's the only way they're going to have full control. And, you know, any communist country and people that have emigrated to the United States from communist countries, socialist countries, where they've taken that, let's go with Australia. You know, they're putting these people in cages, you know, and they have no weapons to fight, you know, to stage a revolt. They can't fight. They're being put in, you know, quote unquote prison camps because they won't take a shot. And they have no way to fight back. You know, we're going to use rocks and sticks or going back to, you know, the medieval days or what, you know?
Yeah. Look, I know we'll be going to commercial soon, but the reality, my friend, is for everybody who's listening, is this is the building your own firearms is one of the last essential rights you have without government intrusion on you, right? So if you own, possess, or otherwise try to obtain a firearm, the government is going to step into your business in some way, right? This is the only way, the only piece of the Second Amendment that is completely free of government regulation.
All right. Well, we're going to skip this little break here so that we don't cut you off. So now, I guess I asked you the wrong question. You got to beg your forgiveness on this because I'm new at doing this radio thing. Let's assume you're in a let's say you're in Texas or some state that there's really no restrictions on the size of a gun, the size of a magazine, how many rounds it can hold, how long the barrel can be. Because, you know, I was watching the trial of Kyle. It's funny, it's my son's name, Kyle, too. Watching the trial of Kyle and the, you know, some of the stuff that they tried to get over on him, like, oh, you know, you're only 17, you can't cross state line with a gun, and oh, it's the barrel wasn't long enough. You know, they throw all these little traps at you to try to snag you and get you convicted of a crime. So let's say you're in Texas where I am, and I wanted to build one of these things. What would be, would there be any restrictions versus, like, let's say New York or New Jersey?
Yeah, there would be definitely a difference between, what New Jersey does. You know, some of these, states that aren't free, have outright bans on them, right? So, you know, they don't allow anybody to purchase, them in those states. But, you know, the reality is that you have to kind of separate the two of, like, when we say can we or can't we, or what can we do and what can't we do, like, people can go outside of their state and buy them and then bring them back. But then, you know, in other states, it's like you can buy them, but you have to serialize them. Right. So, like, you can do it. You can build it. They have no problem with you building your own firearm. They just want, once you have constructed it, to then serialize it, right? To bring it to a gunsmith to serialize and do that. So, you know, again, these things vary state by state and sometimes even county by county. But there is, you know, we're at the point where you have the gun lobby influence on here, and they believe that people building their own firearms is the number one crisis in our country. I mean, that's what they believe. Of all the problems we have, they believe that this should be taken away immediately, and they are pushing that big time.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, it's really crazy. I mean, I lived in New Jersey for a while. I was born in New York, but I was too young to own a gun back then. I think maybe I had a BB gun or something as a kid. But I lived in New Jersey, and I saw some of the crazy stuff going on. You know, because I worked a lot with law enforcement, doing I did computer work and stuff for them, but I also carried a weapon, and actually got in an accident in New Jersey with a loaded 40 Smith & Wesson 40 on me, and fortunately I was able to talk my way out of it, because otherwise I think I would have spent a few years in jail. And, you know, not anticipating getting into an accident, because I lived right across the river in Pennsylvania. So, you know, going back and forth, especially when you live on a border state, it's really terrible, because, okay, I'm on this side of the bridge, I'm allowed to defend myself. But boy, when I go across the bridge, you know, I'm a sucker, and I'm at any criminal's, you know, desires or whatever the hell they want to do to me. It really, really aggravated. Now I'm down in the center of Texas. I don't have to worry. In fact, Texas just dissolved the requirement to have a CCW license, which sort of concerns me a little bit, because, you know, I'm worried that, you know, every clown out there that thinks, oh, I can just go carry a gun in my pocket or in my waistband, and, you know, hopefully they don't, you know, end up shooting themselves, which is probably a good chance, or, you know, shooting somebody else, or just being a hot dog, you know?
Well, you know, the places where they regulate building your own firearms, oddly enough, when they regulate or heavily regulate this particular topic, right, of building your own firearms, the places that they do it is where they're turning up the most in crimes. So I want you to think about that. The more laws they create to try to prevent people from building, it actually has the opposite effect. It's the criminals who get them instead of the law-abiding citizens, right? Because law-abiding citizens aren't gonna do it. They're gonna abide by that restriction, right? But the criminals don't. And so where we see these things hit the news, it's and, you know, they try to paint the picture that, you know, people who build guns are only criminals. Oddly enough, the places like Chicago, the places like California, are the ones that are constantly, you know, where they are regulated and you can't own them, but who is still buying them? Criminals, because criminals don't follow laws.
Yes, they don't. You know, that's, you know, because, you know, laws, you know, only the honorable people, the honest people follow the laws. The rest, you know, they could care less. So taking a gun from me, you know, doesn't stop crime. You know, it only makes me a victim.
It actually
so,
makes it
all worse. Right, we're gonna take calls next hour. I gotta put sure. this out. We're gonna take some calls next hour. 512-248-8252. We're gonna, like I said, we're gonna start get your questions ready for Ken, and I'm sure there's gotta be some questions out there for sure. So give us a call at the beginning of the next hour, and we're gonna put Ken on the spot for a few of those, I'm sure. And I just wanted to get that out before the break started. So, yeah, taking a gun from me or taking a gun from you or anybody else, you know, just makes me the criminal, because I have to then, to protect myself, carry a gun illegally. All right, we'll see you. It's the end of the hour. We'll see you in a few minutes, folks. And come on, call in, talk to Ken.
Must stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher Certified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.